Joshua Isaka Elias is the country coordinator for Calvary Ministry, a faith-based non-profit group that supports street kids. He says poverty forces some children to walk away from their families.
We have this situation also where some of them are from broken homes. Maybe their mother is into alcoholism and even sick herself, and we pick them from the streets. The mother abandoning them right on the streets.
One street kid says his parents' fighting drove him to the streets. We are only using his first name to protect his privacy. Amin says he was tired of seeing his parents fighting every day.
My father beats my mother every day when they are drunk because of food. My mother drinks alcohol and my father too drink. So whenever my mother and my father are drunk, they fight. That is why I ran from home.
Joshua is another one of the boys on the street of Torit.
Sometimes we go to market and look for food. Sometimes we don't get food even in the market, and the big boys sometimes they beat us and they don't give us food. You wait until someone finishes food, then you eat the remaining. I don't go to the same restaurant, but I go to a different, and the people there, sometimes they will give you food if they are good, and sometimes they will not give you.
Torit restaurant owner Zura Yusuf says street children have no support.
They say their parents don't support them. Some say they are orphans. That's why they come to the street. Some say they don't have food at home, and their parents don't pay them to school. That's why they come to the street.
Grace Alice Batia, who works with a faith-based nonprofit that helps street children, urges parents to take care of their children who could become the country's future leaders. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.